unfasten your chin strap and get ready for the snap. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. Sports Animals VFL QB is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
Welcome into the Eric Ainge Show. I'm the Sports Animal. Appreciate everybody tuning in to us. Brian Rice, myself, EA. As always, you already know this. You just heard it. We're brought to you by Mortgage Investors Group, MIGOnline.com. And listen, if you're feeling stuck on where to go for mortgage advice, with over three decades of advice, of experience, I should say, let Mortgage Investors Group, let their experts help you with any questions to help fit your needs and achieve your goals. Find out more by going to MIGOnline.com. Brian Rice, how are you this morning, brother?
Not too shabby. How are you?
I'm good, dude. We got a fun show today.
We do. Action-packed, a guest in every hour, and looking forward to it. So let's jump in and see what we've got coming up as we take a look at the game plan.
No quarterback goes into battle without a game plan. The Eric Ainge Show looks to the sideline to kick off the drive every day with the game plan. The game plan is laid out by 42nd Street. Visit 42SD.com today.
All right, we'll talk to Jesse Smithy of 5starpreps.com because it is Thursday. I feel like I have to mention what day it is at the top of the show every day because otherwise I don't know what day it is. So it is Thursday. So
it is Thursday.
Jesse Smithy of 5starpreps.com scheduled to join us coming up at 9:30. The number one quarterback in the class of 2022 adds a Tennessee offer. We'll tell you who that is and who Tennessee is competing with for his services. Rick Barnes, Tennessee men's basketball head coach, will join us at 10:15 here on the Eric Ainge Show to talk about everything that his program has been through and missing the end of the season and much more.
I'm excited to talk to Rick Barnes. I want to find out about this corn dog situation he has going on.
Apparently he just discovered them, so that's a real thing as well. Athletic directors are reportedly discussing a alternative for football season in the fall if they can't be on campus by then. Could we have real spring college football?
I mean, I love the fact that we're not the option of not playing is not out there. It's going to happen, everybody. We are going to play football. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. I think that this is really smart. You know, we give credit so often to different coaches, Brian, for Kirby Smart. You know, Nick Saban has his analysts have analysts. You know, he's got backups. His backups' backups have backups. So why wouldn't the people in charge of college football, why wouldn't they have an alt, like multiple options on the table for if we can't play by, if we can't go to camp by August, because you can't have a season without training camp. It would be unsafe and unfair to just have kids gone and then have them play football. So you have to have a reacclimation period. You have to have practice time. You have to be able to have them in front of each other and in contact with each other. And anyway, I think it's smart to have the alternative.
And one of the reasons for that is we talked about Tennessee putting all of its classes online through the end of the summer. Ohio State has done the same. You had the commissioner of the Big 12 say they would not have football played as long as campuses were closed to normal schools. The athletic director at Clemson has said the same. So it seems like that's all getting on the same page. So now it's they're exploring alternatives just in case, and that's probably a smart thing to do at this point.
Yeah.
Jadeveon Clowney has reportedly dropped his asking price. He only wants $18 million now.
Oh, geez.
Instead of 20 plus.
Whew, you know, he'd been making 20, so I heard he dropped it to 17 or 18 million. Like, to me, when you get to 20 mil, you're talking like you need to count in fives, not by ones. So I think that the asking price needs to be more like 15. But here's the problem, Brian. When you look at some of the defensive linemen that make 15 million, Clowney's better than some of, like, a lot of them, almost all of them, in my opinion, almost all of them. Clowney gets a bad rap because he gets the entire other than when he played with J.J. Watt when J.J. Watt was healthy, and if you'll notice, he was incredibly successful then. I say it all the time, you can always scheme up one guy. You know, you can scheme up the best pass rusher in the world, but if there's another one on the other side that's pretty dang good that you can't block, then you're in big trouble. Look at the 49ers last year and the success they had and didn't have when Dee Ford was healthy versus when he wasn't healthy. You know, and if you add an interior lineman that can't be blocked one-on-one with a guy like that. My point is, in going through this, Clowney gets the first part of the pass protection plan every week. It goes to how do we block Clowney. So his stats are always going to be a little bit down, if you will. He needs to go somewhere where they have some other guys on the team that are really hard to block by themselves. That might be the Titans, honestly. I mean, he might be incredible at the Titans. Drop it a little bit more and let Robinson go get you.
Steve Forbes, ETSU basketball head coach, will join us coming up at 11 o'clock, right out of the top of the hour at 11. That means we'll play Florida, Alabama, or Georgia a little later at 11:15. And the New Orleans Saints have set up a unique place for their draft headquarters. They can't be at the team facility. The NFL has mandated that all of those be closed. So they are practicing social distancing at another one of Tom Benson's businesses, a brewery.
Hey,
lots of room.
And if it's wiped down completely and it's taken care of and it's prepped for the event, I don't see a problem with this.
Yeah, it's a big brewery, not for, and they're just having their meetings there. It's not a like a public restaurant brewery, but it's they're using a big open area so that they can all have their boardroom meetings while social distancing.
Nice, that's smart.
So, it's an interesting place and an interesting setup. So we'll talk about all of that and more today on the Eric Haines Show, and that's the game plan. It's laid out for you by 42nd Street.
42sd.com. That's the website. I was looking at Twitter this morning and a tweet from 42nd Street popped up. And, you know, Mike was just putting it out there about the importance of your logo, the importance of making sure that you have everything that you need when your business is in a small town. There's unique marketing advantages and challenges. That's why small town marketing strategies can vary dramatically from those recommended from companies in large areas. Multiple logos, great tool in order to ensure your brand is shown everywhere. Enable your brand to work anywhere. You'll be able to use your logo for more than one thing. You can use it for a lot of things. Don't overthink it. Just get with 42sd.com.
They're the best. We'll come back here on the Eric Haines Show. Jesse Smithy of Five Star Preps coming up at 9:30. When we return, though, the number one quarterback in the class of 2022 picks up a Tennessee offer. We'll tell you more about him on the other side on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Haines Show with Brian Rice. Brian, I was never the number one quarterback in the country ever. I was the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Oregon one time. But far from where this kid is in his young football career.
Quinn Ewers is the number one quarterback in the class of 2022. That's 2 years from now, not this coming class. He is the number two overall prospect in the top 247 rankings for his class. And he picked up a Tennessee offer. He is out of Southlake High School in Texas.
I mean, is there ever been a more written for a kid named Quinn from Southlake, Texas? Number one quarterback in the land.
Hey, might as well think, be.
Do you think he's going to say things like, I don't want your life?
No, and I think
he's pretty much got the life now, right?
Yeah, he's more Lance Harbor than he is.
That's right. He's a Lance Harbor staying healthy is what
he's
he
going
is.
He's riding to Florida State. Anyway, 6'3", 195 as a sophomore, he threw for 3,998 yards and 45 touchdowns. Three interceptions.
Dude, that's the stat that I just blew me away. 45 touchdown passes, three interceptions. He had a sophomore year that was Joe Burrow-esque last year as a sophomore at Southlake high school in Texas. How many Southlake high schools are there in Texas, by the way?
12? This is Southlake Carroll. Yeah, so I don't know how many total there are, but
there's a lot. Anyway, super impressive. Everyone in the country is going to offer this kid. I don't care what kind of system they run. If he shows, this is the kid that if he shows interest, you offer. So when you put your feelers out there about the University of Tennessee, or even if it's not even like he's shown interest in Tennessee, if he's, you know, gave an interview at one point in time and said anything about loving the Southeastern Conference or anything like that, you just go, offer.
He also has offers from Alabama, Auburn, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Yeah, come on. I mean, he'll have all of them. And here's the thing. He's not going to come here. We got a really, really good kid last year. More than likely, this kid's going to end up going somewhere. I mean, probably. I mean, I'd be shocked if a Clemson couldn't get him. I mean, think about it. You got one more year for Trevor Lawrence, and then what are they going to do? Or a team like that. Maybe not Clemson, because you never know who they're going to have that steps up. But this kid is not going to be in college for, what, 3 more years technically? Because he has a junior and a senior year to play.
Yeah. And last year they went 13-1. Their only loss was in the state quarterfinals to a team filled with college stars in Duncanville. But in that game, Ewers threw for 393 yards and 3 touchdowns. Lost 49-35.
Whoa.
So he is he's really
the deal.
Good. What he said about what he's looking for at a school to 24/7 sports, quote, "How can I be best developed as a quarterback and as a person? And then also find a coach that is going to stay there and not leave if we have a good year or something." Well, that's every coach on his list. Nobody's going to get Nick Saban or Ryan Day or the rest of the coaches on his list. So that's
Have you seen his profile picture?
No.
On GoVols 247? He's blonde and he has a mullet. I think I love this kid.
Terrific.
He's the number one player in the country. He's smart, right? He's 6'3". Yep. By that, I mean, he's a sophomore, so he'll end up being 6'3".
Yeah, he's going to be big, and he's going to only add weight. Because he does look a little, if you look at the film, he looks a little skinny, which means he can add weight to that frame to be a little more durable. He's also ran for nearly 600 yards last year.
Super athlete. Yeah, super athlete.
Yeah, if you could run for 600 yards in that spot, then
in one season, I didn't run for. I'm serious, Brian. I think if I go back to my starting varsity high school varsity days, how many yards do you think I? Because I mean, I was a basketball player, Division I basketball player, Division I football and baseball player. I had offers to play all three sports. I was a very athletic kid. But how many rushing yards do you think I had in high school?
Are we taking off
2 years?
Yards?
2 years. Yeah. Well, I didn't really get sacked very often. I never really got sacked very often in college either, but still.
I'll go 100.
Yeah, I think I had 5 plays with positive rushing yards. I remember the games.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the games. I ripped a long one off against Jesuit. They'd be your local, that'd be your Catholic. We played, you know, your Knoxville Catholic. Tons of D1 players. Really, really good. Ripped a long one off there. Was still feel good about it, honestly. I mean, we're talking a few plays. I probably in my career, I don't know that I had 100 yards rushing in my entire career of football.
Yeah.
The entire career.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched his film now twice, and he is every bit that he's cracked up to be. That's that you never know with sophomores, man. I mean, this kid's what, 16 years old probably.
Right.
In Texas, maybe 17. Well, who knows? But still,
he held him back. We held him back in 8th grade, so he'd be bigger for frost tryouts.
You're kidding, but like I got April Fool's yesterday. Amanda, my lovely wife, said their kids are gonna have to redo school, and I was like, oh no, what do you mean redo? And she was like, they're just gonna redo it, and I was like, that sounds really dumb. And before I could like think about April Fool's, I turned and I was like, Turner is already the tallest kid in his class and the
Turner's
heaviest.
Ready to play linebacker now. All right.
I was like, buddy, I turned to him and all I said was, buddy, I know you're not really into it, but you're going to have to decide sports are going to be okay, because you're about to be an 11-year-old third grader that weighs 120 pounds, and I wouldn't be doing my American duty. And Amanda was like, okay, just stop. I was some April Fool's.
That was an April Fool's joke. To find out the truth about what's going on in the area, we go back to the Budweiser studios, where Eric Glasgow from our sister station, News Talk 98.7, is ready with our local COVID-19 update. Eric?
Thank you. The Tennessee Department of Health reports 2,683 cases of COVID-19 here in the state. That's up from 2,239 previously. There are 200 people hospitalized and 24 fatalities across the state of Tennessee. 137 people, however, have recovered from COVID-19. Locally here in Knox County, the health department releases COVID-19 for Knox County. There are 77 confirmed cases here in the county, and that's up from 63 previously. There are 12 hospitalizations, still only one fatality, and 28 recovered cases, which means they have been released from isolation. University of Tennessee announces that summer session classes at all campuses will be delivered online in response to COVID-19. Since moving to an online platform, UT campuses have provided an estimated 9,300 classes online. Each campus will be sending out specific communications to their faculty and staff and students regarding the impact to their respective campuses. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says staying at home is the best action we can take. The governor reminding Tennesseans that staying at home saves lives. And also, Dolly Parton is making a donation of $1 million to Vanderbilt towards COVID-19 research and is encouraging people that can afford it to also make donations. She says a longtime friend is a doctor who's been involved in research at Vanderbilt for many years. He's informed her that they are making some exciting advancements towards research of COVID-19 for a cure. This has been your Sports Radio WNML COVID-19 update. I'm Eric Glasgow.
Eric, we appreciate you bringing us up to date every day. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. You guys stay safe and healthy.
You say, Eric Ainge, you're the man?
Eric Ainge, you're the man.
All right. That's really good. I liked that. That was good.
You guys take care, man.
See you, dude.
Hey, thanks, you too. So what else can you guys do at the Ainge household to keep boosting through this? Were there any other April Fool's jokes played? Because yesterday was a pretty low-key April Fool's Day because, of course, of everything that's going on.
Yeah, no, that was the only joke that we got. We went out to a little, what do you call it, walking trail where nobody really goes, and when there's not social distancing. But everyone was good, man. It was really cool to see. So like there was a couple times where the family was walking. We go on mandatory family walks and outside stuff every day. We force the, you know, I'll just yell up, hey, it's mandatory walk time, and we'll walk up and down the road, or we'll get in the car and just go drive around with the windows down and listen to Zombies 2 soundtrack, Disney music for my daughter, whatever. We'll just do stuff. And yesterday we went on a walking trail and the people were all good. So like there was a group of three or four, you know, family kind of like ours, a little smaller, and we got off the trail to the right and they were coming the other way. They got off the trail to the left. I said, go ahead, guys. They walked by. We were significantly more than 6 feet apart. They walked by and then we continued to walk, and we sanitized before we got out of the car, sanitized when we got back in the car, went and filled up gas and wiped off, and everyone had masks and gloves. I mean, it seems like most people are trying right now, and I think that's good. Listen, if you care about having a football season, then you need to do the right thing now.
Absolutely. 656-9900 if you want to join us here on the Eric Ainge Show when we return. Jesse Spithy from Five Star Preps scheduled to join us for his weekly visit. That's next. This is the Eric Ainge Show on the Esports Animal.
Welcome back into the EA Show. Appreciate everybody tuning in to us today. And we get a fun guest who's going to join us now on the Stanley Fencing Gates Hotline, like we do every Thursday. It's Jesse Smithy from Five Star Preps, thanks to Henley Roofing Company. Smithy, how's quarantine life, bro?
Man, we're just trying to find time to kill time, so to speak.
I hear that, man.
You're sharing a guest lineup today with Rick Barnes and Steve Forbes. So this is a solid 3-guest lineup today. So we appreciate you being a part of it.
I'm opening up for them, or vice versa.
Well, you're opening up for them, but
you'd be Rick Barnes' opening act. Yeah. Right now.
Okay. All
right. For now. You know, this is, you know, for now anyway.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see where it goes.
I think we're it's more like a festival. It's not even really the opening act. You posted another one of the oral histories, which I love the layout of oral history stories across media, but you have one of a famous Merivale William Blunt game back in 2007. This setup gave you the opportunity to talk to some people who maybe wouldn't have otherwise been able to give you some of their time on this. What was the crux of that night and that game?
Well, that game's always kind of piqued my interest because I wasn't able to go. And I had to go to my best friend's wedding over in West Tennessee, and this was a huge showdown. Merivale was obviously defending state champion. They'd won the last 3 state championships in Class 4A. They were number 1 in the state in 4A at the time. They had a 49-game win streak. And William Blunt really never had much football tradition at all. They'd never been past the second round of the playoffs. But here they were, 4-0, state ranked number 4 in 5A. That season, and that community of William Blunt was just worked up there was just so much excitement around that football team that year. They'd switched to a kind of a Tony Franklin style offense, and it was really a nice match for their personnel, and so there was a lot of belief in William Blunt that this was going to be the year that they beat Merivale or had a chance to beat Merivale and stop this win streak. And as I was over at that wedding in West Tennessee, I was getting text messages from that game, and it was a lot closer than it was supposed to be. And then there was a controversial PAT that some people said was good and some people said wasn't good, and the officials said it wasn't good, but it's still talked about to this day, and people still bring it up. And that win streak eventually reached 74 games for Merivale, and on that night, it could have stopped at 49. And so it was a good chance, like you said, Brian, to talk to some of the people involved, to talk to George Quarles, to talk to Scott Meadows and some of the former players from both teams, and kind of get an idea of what that night was like and if that PAT was good or not.
Talking with Jesse Smithy from Five Star Preps each week, thanks to Henley Roofing Company and HenleyRoofing.net. Smithy, what's going on right now? If you're a high school athlete, obviously spring sport athletes are still probably trying to do their best to work out, and I don't know. I'm asking. What are kids doing right now?
It's still a holding pattern. I texted a board of control member the other day from CAA and said, hey, where do we stand in all this? What's next? And he said, hey, you know, we're not scheduled to meet again until I think June. He goes, we'll probably have another conference call here in the next week or two, maybe, to kind of get an update on what the CDC is recommending. And but right now, we're just, like you mentioned, the athletes are trying their best to stay in shape, and I see coaches posting workout suggestions on social media for their players to do, whether that's football or baseball or soccer or whatever, and just trying to find a way to communicate with all their athletes. And I'm sure they're putting their trust in those kids that they're going to do those things to try to stay in some semblance of shape. And I see social media videos here and there of, you know, some basketball players playing pickup games that they probably should be playing, but it's hard to keep teenagers inside, especially really good athletes. So right now the plan is still to try to host the state basketball in mid-May if the CDC continues to hold on to that 8-week window of no events of 10 people or more or 50 people or more. But guys, just the way things are trending, it's just, I have a hard time believing we're going to be doing anything basketball wise or spring sports wise.
Hey, Jesse, I read yesterday that under the current rules that exist, coaches can't meet with their teams via Zoom because it's considered a practice. Do you think that they'll look at changing that just from a, you know, we've talked in the college coaches that we've talked to over the last week, both on the air and behind the scenes, they've said to a person how important those Zoom meetings have been, not to find out what their kids are doing sport-wise, but just from a mental health standpoint of bringing some normalcy to getting kids together. Do you think that they'll look at that at all going forward because of the mental health implications of, you know, teams trying to get together even informally in a group chat?
Well, I think it's okay for basketball teams and spring sports teams for them to meet via Zoom, but not for other sports like football or anything like that, or the ones that aren't supposed to be practicing, so to speak.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an unusual time. There's not really precedent for this, and so I'm sure that they will look at that in terms of what teams can do and can't do in unusual circumstances. So I think they're trying to use some type of judgment on this. But yeah, I think it's okay for the basketball teams that were supposed to still be playing in the state championships and for spring sports teams to meet via Zoom, but not everybody else.
Talking with Jesse Smithy from Five Star Preps. Again, if you don't go to it, fivestarpreps.com. It's, what does it cost per month, Jesse? Is it $6-$7, something like that?
$6.99 a month, but we're offering a 20% off promo code through the end of May. That's HBD5SP. And I've been posting that all over social media. You can get that off your first monthly payment or yearly payment. So our yearly subscriptions are $69.99, but 20% off gives you a big chunk of that off. So a lot of people have been signing up for that.
That's a great thing to do if you want to support the people that are supporting local sports here in East Tennessee as it continues to rise up in every sport. That's kind of my generic question and lead into that, Jesse, is what do you think overall, what's our status of East Tennessee high school athletics, spring, winter, fall, everything, just where are we at? Because I remember coming to this part of the country in 2004, watching a Maryville-Alcoa football game and my mind being blown. And it just seems like from then to now, East Tennessee high school athletics have significantly raised the brand and the mark for every sport around here. Where are we at and where are we headed?
Well, I think East Tennessee's always been known as a football kind of centric place, obviously because of what's right there in the backyard with Tennessee. But over the last 20 years, you've seen basketball grow. You've seen baseball bring home just numerous state championships. Softball has really spiked over the last 15 to 20 years in terms of the talent and the championships won, not just with Gibbs, but other programs coming to the forefront and making a name for themselves. So it's really grown across the board as better coaches have come to the area, better training and off-season travel ball has gotten so much better here over the last couple of decades. So it's really a balanced area in terms of all sports, and that's why we do what we do. We put a lot of effort and time into football, but we pour a lot of resources into other sports as well.
Jesse, your series at fivestarpreps.com, the new QBs, how is the lack of potential for spring practice going to affect some of those schools that you've written about in that series thus far?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for some. In some cases, like a Maryville, you take their core kind of new QB1, Carson Jones, and he's a guy who got plenty of playing time last year, even though he's going to be a new guy. So he was set to play baseball this spring, and the football coaches weren't really worried about his development because they knew what they had in him. But in other cases, there are teams that had two or three guys that they're trying to decide among, and they needed these spring practice reps to really tried to find which guy was going to be able to perform and under some pressure-packed circumstances, and which guy the skill players really had some chemistry with, and they're not getting that right now. And who knows when they're going to get that, whether it be June or July. And so it's really kind of all up in the air right now for some of these programs who are having new quarterbacks. So it's definitely going to be a series that we have to revisit as the season goes on and the off season goes on. And we typically do that anyway when we get into the 7-on-7 portion of the summer. But these coaches are really going to have to expedite the way that they bring about their quarterbacks. And it's going to be difficult for some.
Agreed.
Jesse, what's coming up at 5starpreps.com before we talk to you again next week?
Well, we are working on another kind of historic football game story, the 1991 Central Oak Ridge. Todd Helton was in that game. It was a state semifinal game. So we're working on that and some other feature stories from around the area as well. We're trying our best not to make it all COVID-19 type of related stuff. I was kind of getting fatigued with that. So we're finding some really good feature stories to hit on, and we got plenty coming down the pike over the next few days. So check out 5starpreps.com for all of that.
We'll do it. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
That is you as well, Jesse Smithy, 5starpreps.com, and his appearance each week is brought to you by Henley Roofing.
HenleyRoofing.net, that is the go-to commercial roofing and re-roofing company here in East Tennessee. If you have a project that you need done now, they can come out there and do it. They're an essential business. It's HenleyRoofing.net, and they've been around for over 57 years now, I guess I should be saying. They've been around forever. If you've been to a game at TBA or Andy Holt or half the buildings on UT's campus, Knox County schools, grocery stores, different commercial units in and around Knoxville and surrounding areas, any county in East Tennessee, HenleyRoofing.net.
The Eric Ain Show continues next, FM 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Fired up that it's going to be a beautiful sunny day here in East Tennessee. Appreciate everybody tuning in to us. It's Brian Rice and myself, Eric Ain, on The Eric Ain Show. It's always fun catching up with Smithy, huh, Brian?
Absolutely, and there's still stuff going on in high school sports as long as we go. Right now, we go to the Stanley Fencing Gates hotline. Welcome in somebody that we know very well. We're talking about the challenges of working from home because we're all working from home. And so we decided to go to one of those experts, and that's Scott from Image Matters. Scott, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well.
What's up, A-Cuff?
How's it going?
Just, social distancing. That's the best part of this whole thing is I don't have to be around Brian every day. But other than that, it's pretty terrible.
All right,
what's going on with you guys over at your household? How's my boy Zach hanging up with all this?
Everybody's doing well. You know, it's he's actually doing school online, which is interesting for him. But we're sticking with it, trying to stay as much to a normal type relevance of life as we can, but it's a challenge, but hey, we'll get through it.
You guys at Image Matters have been helping people work from home forever. You know, you're specialized in business products, but also in helping connectivity. What are you guys able to do right now to help people if this working from home thing has gone from being maybe we're going to do it for a week or two now to this is our new normal for a little while? How can you guys help?
Well, you know, working remotely has been a big trend with big companies for a while. So this has forced small, medium business to be able to do it as well. So as you said, connectivity is a big piece of it. So one of the things we do in addition to providing the hardware and the technology that people need to do to take to their home so they can still get their business done, we can help you remotely connect to it, make sure that you can still be able to copy print fax, and more importantly today is really scanning. And that's really the more complex piece as far as when someone gets a home device, they're trying to be able to hook it up so that they can scan to email or scan to any type of document repository or document sharing system they may use at work. So we've got a full staff of folks that are very well versed in how to do that efficiently and can take the stress off people which, you know, anytime you move to a remote type environment, it's different. So anything different can be stressful. And so we're trying to do everything we can for our clients to reduce that stress and get them up and running as quickly as possible.
You know, we're trying to, we had our IT folks be able to help us all set up to be able to broadcast from home. A lot of companies don't have that full big staff that can help with that. How are you guys helping some of your clients with their work from home solutions?
Well, it basically kind of goes to the same thing. A lot of people don't have the IT support, or because so many people have moved home, their IT support is really challenged being able to support that. So basically what they can do is they can call when people get, when they're on our managed print services contracts or they buy a device from us. We really take a lot of that on. So we have professionals that are well versed in how to do that. They can remote in. Just any, if anyone's ever had remote computer services, it really works the same way. We can remote into their computer and help set up that device, help resolve any type of print or scan issue they may have. And anytime you go into a home network, it can be complex. So it's really important that you have the right people that can support that. And fortunately, we've got a great staff to do that.
So Scott, if I'm at home and I'm listening right now and I'm going, man, this sounds like me, or you know, the difficulties that I'm dealing with, the issues that my employees or myself have, what do people do?
Well, really, just give us a call. You can give us a call at 865-212-3600. And we, of course, just like everyone else, a lot of our staff is working remote, but we do have a staff that's in-house that can get you to the correct resource to get you the help you need.
And that's important these times, in these times, because we all need to stay home so Image Matters can once again bring us game day all day starting Labor Day weekend. And so we can come and do five shows from your conference room coming up in the fall as well.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. Should be a good year for the Vols, so everyone's going to need a good outlet, so I think this fall will do it.
So stay home, and if you're working on some solutions to make sure your businesses can work from home, Image Matters is your spot. ImageMattersINC.com, ImageMattersInc.com. Scott, thanks so much for giving us some of your time this morning. And again, how can people connect with you guys if they have questions or need some help?
Again, just give us a call. We've got a lot of ways that we can help in addition to remote services. You can visit our website, and we've got guides up there that show you how to clean and disinfect your equipment. A lot of people forget about their printers and their multifunction devices when they're doing their protocols to help ensure that they're not spreading the virus. You need to make sure you watch those. So we have guides to do that, and we've also, you know, we're still in business. We're a local company, and we've got technology that can help you, and we've worked with our finance providers so we can offer 90-day deferred payments that will really help people when they come back to the office and get geared
nice.
Up to get back to business. So just give us a call. We'll help you any way we can.
Scott, thanks for checking in with us this morning. We really appreciate it. And again, looking forward to seeing you this fall and having Image Matters game day all day on our airwaves once again.
Great, guys. Always great to talk to you. I hope everyone stays safe.
See you, man.
Hey, right, you know, you. Just trying to stay healthy, stay safe, and it's good that we have some local businesses that are our partners here at the Sports Animal that can help other local businesses and just people be efficient in these times to make sure productivity stays where it needs to be.
You know, I didn't see all the details on it, but I do know that it's this week, I'm almost positive, that the small business owners in the world, in the country, can start the process of that $2 trillion stimulus package, a lot of which is designed to keep what I think keeps our country running, and that is the small business owners all over the country. So there is some good news there, at least. Not for everybody. I get that, and the details escape me at this moment, but it is good to know that there's companies out there that are trying to help other companies, like you just heard Scott from Image Matters. And it's good to know that there's ways that some of these companies can keep from going completely under. Man, the amount of people that I saw on social media yesterday talking about having lost their jobs, you know, businesses shut down. It's just it's crippling our country right now. And there's, I don't know that there's anything we can do about it other than what you just heard Scott talk about and the stimulus package and stuff like that. So Just keep your chin up if you're out there and you're listening today and you lost your job or you know somebody who lost their job or your business is belly up right now and there's not a lot you can do about it. You're not alone, and just, you know, make sure you're reaching out to the people that can help you streamline and stay in business.
Yeah, try to take some deep breaths and step back, and just doing that can make a big difference in these stressful times.
It's intense out there, man.
And, we're trying to do everything we can by continuing to talk about sports and continuing to try to entertain because, hey, it's what we all need right now. We all need a little break from everything that's going on. We'll get into this a little bit later, and certainly this is an opportunity with Rick Barton's coming up at 10:15 and Steve Forbes coming up at 11. But it's schools are going to have to make some alterations with their schedules if some of them can't start on time. We saw this over the last couple days. Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports has caught up with some athletic directors and the commissioner of the Big 12 saying that it's going to be very difficult to get things started if students aren't on campus. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby was asked if games could be played this fall if students were not on campus, if they were still doing remote learning. He said, quote, "No, the participants are students," unquote. The gist of it being, if they don't feel like it's safe for students in general to be back on campus to learn and to congregate together, that they could not in good conscience call their football players back to work out, practice, and play together.
I mean, it makes sense, does it not?
Yeah, it does. And that's going to be the deciding factor is how quickly can actual classes resume at schools? Because this is kind of one of those things where the state that is in the worst shape is probably going to be the one that dictates the policy for the entire country. Because I don't know that the SEC, for example, would let football start happening if the state of Florida was still having its issues. And if Gainesville could not have students come back to campus, well, they're not going to play a football season without Florida. And they're not going to have Florida just sit out, and they're not going to have them play somewhere else. So there are going to be some interesting decisions made, and again, I think it comes down to who is in the worst shape and how does the state or location that's in the worst shape get back to normal as soon as possible, because that's going to be the bell cow for everybody.
It'll be interesting, man. We'll just have to keep following it.
Yeah, you had Clemson and their athletic director, Dan Radakovich, saying the same thing. With school not in session, I don't believe it's practical or proper to have intercollegiate athletics, unquote, much like we're experiencing on campus right now. Notre Dame's athletic director, Jack Swarbrick, said that a lot of those decisions are being made at the campus level at Notre Dame, and it's going to be out of his hands. That's going to be the other thing, is who on these campuses is going to make the decision, and there's no commissioner for college football, so it's going to fall to the conferences to make decisions. And that's going to be interesting to follow. We saw in basketball when it was time to make decisions on conference basketball tournaments, one made a decision, and then the rest of them had to fall in line.
We'll just have to keep following it, man.
Yep. Coming up, hour number two of the Eric Haines Show's next. Rick Barnes will join us coming up at 10:15. Tennessee Titans were looking at potentially paying $18 million to Jadeveon Clowney as well. All that and more coming up on the Eric Haines Show on the Sports Animal.